I am dressed like this on purpose. Okay? I did this on purpose. So I don't just think I just I'm in trouble or something, but I did this on purpose. I wanted to get across the point, something. October 10th, 1980. I've already told you this before, but I'll tell you it again. October 10th, 1980. I'm in Clemson. Well, I'm at a camp, but I was at Clemson. I'm going to school there, playing ball. I got injured. I had a had a year that I'm out. This guy comes to me. He talks to me about Jesus. I tell him, shut up. Don't want to hear it. Da-da-da-da-da. Long story short, he gets me to a camp with it. And the reason he got me there, because there's a lot of food. It wasn't about Jesus, it was about food for me. I get there, I'm at the camp, God speaks to me. God talks to me. I don't know how to explain it, but God deals with me. God gets a hold of me, I give my life to Jesus, and for ever since then, it's never been the same. I've been going after Jesus ever since. And my world was sports, okay? I had a military dad, but my world was sports. That's all I knew. That was my life. And so God dealing with me, the way he was talking to me, the way I kind of heard it was kind of like a coach. Because my whole life, my dad was coaches, I had coaches, and so the way I kind of heard things or kind of responded was like somebody talking to me, it was like a coach talking. And so when Jesus was kind of dealing with me or talking to me, it was kind of like he was a coach. And I saw him coach Jesus, my coach. That's how I kind of heard things. That's how I kind of saw things. And I kind of saw it as this. God's team. Jesus was on God's team. Jesus played. Jesus won. He beat the devil. God's team beat the devil's team. Jesus won. Jesus, he got the trophy. He got the rings. Da, 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 da. He's it. He turns around and Jesus becomes coach. And he says, hey, I want you to join the team. I'm going to teach you how to win. You follow? And so I'm one of them. I'm on the team. All right? A coach does three things. Three things. Coach will teach you. Coach will train you. Coach will test you. Three things a coach does. Coach will teach you. Coach will train you. Coach will test you. That's the process. And he'll get you through it. And he'll take you through it. And he has the words to say. And so he'll talk to you a certain way and he'll say things a certain way to get those things done. He will teach you. He will train you. He will test you. He will teach you. He's gonna tell you what we're trying to do. He's going to give you a plan. He already knows. He went through it. God taught him. He won. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to tell you stuff. I'm not going to lie to you. I'm going to tell you what will help you win. Follow me? He's going to talk to you. He's going to tell you the plan. He's going to train you. Repetition. I'm going to make you go through it over and over and over. Coach, make you got to do it again. Ah, do it again. Ah, do it again. Do it until you get it inside you. Until you do it automatically. I'm going to train you. I'm going to make you do it. After I tell you, I'm going to make you do it. You're going to go through it over and over and over again. Then I'm going to test you. Then I'm going to, so that you can see where you are. All right? And I'm with you. I'm going to teach you. I'm going to train you. I'm going to test you. Coach Jesus. And so I'm like, all right. And now I'm talking to me. All right? And this is how I saw Jesus dealing with me. All right? And there was two commandments. He said, I'm going to teach you. And so I don't know if I'll get all to all of it today. I'll just kind of touch on it. But there's two commandments, all right? In Matthew, I think it's 12:30. Yeah, I'm going to quote 12:30. Love the Lord thy God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, strength. All right? Now remember, he's going to teach us. He's going to show us how to win. This way you're going to beat the devil. All right. I'm ready, God. I'm ready. I'm in. All right. Now, he understands. He teaches me. He says, here. Bam. Here's the first one. Here's the first commandment. I told it to you. Now I got to train. And then I'm going to test you. Got it, Lord. Before I can do that, Van, I got to teach you what all is. Love the Lord with all Y'all don't understand all. Let me teach you. Let me explain. I'll use this as an illustration, for example. And I've been here and I've talked about this before. You have a coach and the coach says, all right, we're going to run 10 sprints for 60 yards. 10 sprints, 60 yards. I want them all run, all out. All 10, all out. Now, some of you don't know because you don't do sports, but for those of you who do know, if you do that, you're going to die. Let me tell you what's going to happen. I already tried it. I already did it. Been out there, coach. All right? Here's what's going to happen. Number one, you're going to take off. And you're going to finish your six-yard sprint. I ran as hard as I could do. All right. Number two, I ran as hard as I can, and I made it. All right, number three. Number four. Okay, number four. All right, so you got the two, man. All right, now here's what God knows. Here's what Jesus knows, because he's already won. It's going to take an all-out 10 sprints to get there. You have to get to the place where you can run 10 all-out sprints to beat the devil. Right now, you can only run. And so I'm going to have to get you to the place where you can run all. You're not there yet. I'm your coach. My job is to get you there. I want you to understand it ain't going to be easy. You already kind of figured that out after the first two. You threw up on number three. It ain't going to be easy, but I'm going to get you there. But I'm your coach. So you're going to have to, you understand me, Ben? Yeah. Got it. All right. Come back out next day. One, two, three. Go back, get back home, think about this a little bit. I don't know if I can keep doing this every day. I got to come up with a plan. I got an idea. I used to do this at practice. I'm going to, when I take off on that first one the next day, I'm going to run, but I ain't going to run full speed. But I'm going to pretend like I'm running full speed. So I'm gonna be making the faces. But I ain't really running full speed. And so I do that and I fake it. And I get the five. And I'm like, oh, I did five of them. See, God, I did five. Now, coach ain't stupid. Coach already knows. But he'll let me play the game. He already knows I gotta win. If I'm gonna beat the devil, I gotta do 10. So here's what he'll do. He'll test me. And so he'll put me in a little contention with the devil. And the devil, he ain't playing. He gonna run here. He gonna come at you. And I'm gonna get out there and I'm run my little thing, and I ran one, and I run two, and I'm trying to run with him, and then he'll find out, oh, I've been faking. I haven't been running full speed anyway. And I'll find out, and everything will fall apart, and I'll cry, oh, no, what happened with me? You ain't in shape yet. Let's get back to the drawing board. You're going to have to love me with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, with all your strength. And y'all see the steps? You see where this is going? And he's going to keep pushing. He's going to keep pushing. Can't cheat on me. Can't fake it. I know. I know what it takes to win. And so I'm going to push it. And it's going to hurt. But I want to get you to a place where you're winning. And you're going to win. Because I need you to love me with all. And it's going to take a while before you can run all 10 sprints all out. It might take 5 years, it might take 10 years, it might take 15, it might be like me. I'm on, you know, just going 40. I'm just about getting there. It might take a while. But he already knows how many it's going to take to beat the devil. Does that make sense? Coach Jesus, all right, work on me. Work on me. Get me to the place where I can run off. Love me with all your heart. I'm just do this and then I'm finished. Love me with all your heart. Well, you do. Don't do anything. God says, love me with all your heart. Don't do it, but if I said to you, point to your heart, and you do like this, you're wrong. This ain't your heart. Did y'all catch it? You didn't catch it. You know where your heart is? I mean, don't point nothing. Don't say nothing. Because I don't want to get you in trouble. Alright. I'm gonna ask a question, but don't answer it. I'm gonna talk to you, but don't say nothing. Do you know where your heart is? If I say point to your heart and you do like that, that ain't where your heart is. Love me with all of your heart. And you say, oh, my heart right here. No, he ain't talking about it. What, at the center of my being, my spirit? No. Love me with where your heart? Your heart back here. Man, why you pointing to your butt? No, I'm pointing to my wallet. Did y'all know that's where your heart is? Remember in the Bible, it says, where your treasure is, there where your heart be also. Y'all remember that? There's two masters. There's two masters on this earth. No man can serve two masters. God, money. Your money. If I want to know where your heart is, I look at your money. God, look at your money. That got you. I can tell where your heart is. Love me with all of your... What you do with your money? Does it go to the kingdom of God? Or the kingdom of this world? In other words, do the king get to tell you what to do with your money? Or does the world get to tell you, or you get to tell you what I'm going to do? All your heart. And so, God dealing with me because, again, Coach Jesus was talking to Van. And Van was going to be rich. I was at Clemson. I played. I was going to be rich. I was going to be famous. Y'all were going to see me and say, Van, give me your autograph. I was going to say, I was going to do that. And I was going to have me. Many houses. I was going to have a house in Aruba and a house in Hawaii. I was going to have many cars. You know how people buy like 100 cars? Stupid, but I was going to do that. I can't drive them all, but I was going to have all the cars. And they were all going to be nice. I was going to have plenty of clothes. But that was back in the day we had with the high heels, with them in the high heel shoes. Boy, back bell bottoms. Boy, I was going to be right. I had an Apple back then. I was going to be right. I had a plan for my money. God hits me and God said, all right. You got to love me with all your heart, man. I do. I love you so much, Lord. Matter of fact, I'm going to church. And I, man, you got to love me with all your heart. I do. I draw pictures, whatever. No, man, you gotta love me with all your heart. I do. I'm showing you my heart. No, I don't want that heart. I want this heart. That's when I know I got your heart. Okay, Lord, I'll give you a little bit. Lord, I'll fake it. I'll act like I'm giving you something. You see? And so it just keeps going. And Coach had to keep starting to work with me and deal with me. Okay, man, you got to give your all. And you got to love me with all your heart. Because where your heart is, treasure. When I start to get control of this, I know I got control of this. Does that make sense? When God can tell you what to do, I'm going to talk about me. I don't know you, but I can talk about me. God would tell me, man, I want you to give some money and help that person out. And I would say, no, I'm not. And God would say, why not? Because I don't want to. Because I'm going to go spend it on some ice cream. Or whatever. But man, I want you to go help. No. And I'm thinking, this is bad, telling him no. Telling Coke no. Now that ain't a good job when you tell Coke no, because that can mess you up. Coke make you run harder. But you get what I'm trying to say. Coach Jesus. But he's gonna work, and he knows. He knows we're not there. He knows we got a long way to go, and he'll work with you. He knows how to talk to you. This coach is a good coach. See, once I found out that he's a good coach, he wouldn't steer me wrong. I'm going to always win. I begin to trust him. I just didn't know. When I first met him, I'm just like, I'm not sure if you're a good coach. I'm not sure if I can trust you. It took me a little while, but I can tell you he is a good coach. Does that make sense? A little bit? I'm just getting started with it. Father, I love you and I thank you. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you that you are a good coach and you care about us. And you want us to win, not lose. So help us, Father. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, be blessed. Yes, yes.